Seek out, lest often sought than found, a soldier's grave for the best. And look around and choose thy ground and take thy rest. If thou regrettest thy use, why live? The land of an honorable death is here, up to the field and give away thy breath. Awake, not Greece, she is awake. Awake, my spirit. Think through whom thy lifeblood tracks its parent lake, and then strike home. The sword. The banner. And the field. Glory in Greece around me see. A Spartan born up on his shield was not more free. My days are in the yellow leaf. The flowers and fruits of love are gone. The worm, the canker, and the grief are mine alone. Care the exalted portion of the pain and power of love I cannot share. Wear the chain. But 'tis not thus, and 'tis not here. Nay, it is not. Such thoughts should shake my soul, nor now where the glory decks the hero's fire or binds his brow. The fire that on my bosom preys is lone as some volcanic isle. No torch is kindled at its blaze, a funeral pile. Tis time this heart should be unmoved, since others it hath ceased to move. Yet I thought I cannot be beloved, still let me love. The sword outwears its sheath, and the soul wears out the breast, and the heart must pause to breathe and love itself as rest. Though the night was made for loving, and the day returns too soon, yet we'll go no more a-roving by the light of the moon. The crowd was famished by degrees. The feeble ashes and their feeble breath blew for a little life and made a flame, which was a mockery. And they lifted up their eyes as it grew lighter and beheld each other's aspects, saw and shrieked and died, even of their mutual hideousness. They died. And the clouds perished. Darkness had no need of aid from them. She was the universe. And terrified did flutter on the ground and flap their useless wings. Wild as bricks came tame and trembling, vipers crawled and twined themselves among the multitude. Hissing but stingless, they were slain for food. And war, which for a moment was no more, did glut himself again. A meal was bought with blood, and each sate sullenly apart, gorged. submerging himself in the gloom. No love was left. All Earth was but one thought, and that was death. Mediated inglorious, and the pang of famine fed upon all entrails. Men died, and their bones were tombless, and the flesh they murdered by the meteor were devoured. Even dogs assailed their masters, all save one, and he was faithful to a course. Kept the birds and beasts and famished men at bay, till hunger clung them of the dropping dead, lured by their lank jaws, and fell sought out no food. With a piteous and perpetual moan, and a quick desolate cry, licking the hand which answered not,